House Bill 1261, an act to provide for the refund of the sales and contractors' excise tax for significant capital investment and large job creation projects.
House Bill 1261 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this bill and the bill that will follow are both bills brought to us at the request of Governor Rounds, and I want to take this opportunity to applaud him and all of the folks working in the Energy Coalition to bring this effort, this combined cooperative effort, to us today. It has gone through the House process and the Senate State Affairs Committee without a dissenting vote, and it is literally a golden opportunity for the state of South Dakota to proceed into the next generation of energy generation here in South Dakota. While House Bill 1261 is not centered on energy construction, it's clearly designed to allow tax structure changes to promote the development of the Big Stone 2 project in South Dakota. It does several things, which I'll outline just briefly, but under this bill, no local tax money will be lost. In fact, if the generation facility is in fact constructed in South Dakota, local tax revenue is likely to see an increase due to the sales tax revenue generated by local construction workers and the issues derived around the construction project process. But in fact, this is a reduction in state taxes. Under this bill, the state will receive approximately $11 million during the construction of the Big Stone 2 plant. Normally, if there are no tax changes were made, and in fact this plant were to be built in South Dakota, we would have otherwise received approximately $40 million. But I think the key here is if it were to be built without these changes. In fact, I think it's likely that if without these changes, that Big Stone 2 plant will not actually be constructed in South Dakota, and therefore this is an $11 million windfall to the state of South Dakota. It's important then to go on to talk about how this is a key both to energy development in South Dakota, but also job growth and construction development in South Dakota as well. Just real briefly, to me, the key of the bill is in Section 6. It talks about there being no refund on the first $10 million of construction dollar amount, a refund of 25% on the next $10 million, a 50% refund on the amount of $20 million to $60 million of construction costs, a refund of 75% of the amount from $60 million to $600 million, and a 90% refund on the amount in excess of $600 million. Again, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is literally a windfall to South Dakota. It's important to the development of energy in South Dakota as well. I would ask for your support and would stand by if there are any questions on 1261.
Further remarks on House Bill 1261? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be very brief. The bill also does include some tax incentives for other types of business projects other than power plants. It maintains the 10% or $10 million threshold, where again there is no property tax, contractor's excise tax or sales and use tax rebate on the first $10 million, but it does allow business facilities that meet certain requirements in the bill. Basically, they're kind of negative ones that exclude certain particular industries such as nonprofits and hotels and so forth. But this is a start for business facility rebates and incentives. And one of our problems is we simply just don't have enough of these big projects, and this bill will be a start toward encouraging them, and I urge your support.
Senator Adelstein.
I too support this bill. We are essentially giving away something that we don't have anyway. I am aware of a number of projects that are in the mill in this area, Wyoming, North, South Dakota, Nebraska, to be specific, which this bill will give as an inducement. If we can give away something we don't now have and it costs us nothing and we get more, it seems like a good idea.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Jim Peterson.
Permission to address the bill?
Yes, sir.
I hope that everybody here can support the bill. There's been a lot of work that has gone into this. Just want to tell you that I represent Grant County. It's part of my district. I'm also a landowner in Grant County. And just want to give you a little different perspective, the feeling of the people in Grant County. My wife and I do all our shopping in Milbank. The Grant County people want this project. Big Stone One has been just an excellent corporate neighbor, the type of business that we want here in South Dakota. I have not had one person from Grant County tell me that they were opposed to this project. They are the kind of people that we want here in South Dakota. Please support these bills. The governor has done an excellent job of working with all the entities concerned. They need our support. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1261? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1261. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bowe?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Dunifan?
Aye.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Klochek? Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Linz? McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
Aye.
Two Bowles?
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1261 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.